Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live telephone talk show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence is here. My good co-host is John Shipman, a man I'm proud to call friend and glad that he puts up with me. And he's eager. We talked about some Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Award winners. You've probably never been recognized by them. You're not a leader in that particular group, but you got a couple plaques on the wall. I know that to be true. Good. My lovely bride says every so often, well, never mind, I won't say it. It makes it sound like I have a big ego. She's concerned about the wall. That's all. People like to give them out. I don't ever look for them, that's for sure. All right, but John Shipman is here, very active in Spark and the Albright Center. He's been a Sunbury City Council member, and he's a super doer around here, just likes to say yes to people that say, can you help? So thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Mark, always.
Of course, I asked you, can you help on Friday when Ben Reckley's not here, and of course, you have no choice in your brain other than to say yes. Did you move any appointments or anything? We have some of our good substitutes that do that for us.
Not this time. I did last week, but
well, good.
I was pretty free this morning, so that works out good.
You got that big Ford truck tuned up, though, and inspected. It's good to go. All right. Fantastic. All right. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You are welcome throughout our show to call us at 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you can email us, as a couple of people have done today, and that is at onthemark@wdkoka.com. And in many cases, we read the emails on the air. Don't send us a link. Our computer has got all this antivirus stuff on it, and so you just double-click on links and nothing happens. Send us the text from stuff, or just tell us what you found at said link, and we'll talk about there. But a lot of people send us links, and I really can't follow them. You can also text us throughout our show at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous one, or start a new one at 70236. And if you are not a Text Connect member, text us at 70236, including the message, the word WKOK, and then a space, then your message. But the easiest thing would be to just sign up for Text Connect. So the Mueller report came out on Monday. We had a vibrant discussion on Monday. We didn't give it too much conversation since then. Since then, let's see, Democrats are saying we want the full report, of which many Democrats will never see the full report. And one of the attorney general staffers off the cuff yesterday said, as soon as we give it to Congress, it's going to be leaked to the public anyway.
Well, of course, Congress can't keep a secret. You know, it's interesting that we still have those people that are trying to take the report. And, of course, we haven't seen the report. What we have seen is Attorney General Barr's summary of the report. But interestingly, that the summary says no collusion, and yet we have people like James Clapper saying, "Well, there just wasn't anything that rose to the level of a chargeable offense." And I'm thinking to myself, maybe you had this experience when you were growing up and you wanted to do something, and your dad said no, and so you continued to try to weasel some kind of a concession from him, and he would look at you and say, "Mark, what part of no don't you understand?" Okay, and so I think that's where we're at. No means no, and I think that anybody who continues now to try to stretch it is just doing the country a disservice.
All right, and no collusion between the president and Russia. Okay, so that's
or anybody on his campaign.
And this is a pretty definitive investigation. I mean, you can't launch like another one into that. It sounds like this, you know, everything was covered. But then at the same time, all the people who have been indicted, you know, dozens and dozens of people have gotten into various kinds of trouble associated with all the different things that have happened in the past couple years, some of them associated with the president. None of those are direct collusion, correct?
And they're not even related to the campaign. They're things that they did outside of the campaign. Manafort did his, the stuff he got charged for happened back in 2005, 2006, 2007, before Donald Trump was even thinking about, or at least publicly thinking about, running for president. So, you know, to say that, oh, well, you know, I'd like to talk about collusion a little bit, because collusion happens when two people agree to commit a crime. Okay.
It's like conspiracy.
So, yeah, so I come to you exactly what it means. So I come to you and I say, hey, Mark, I have this great scheme that we can bilk ABC Bank for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I just need a little help from you. How about you going along? I know some people on the inside. And you look at me, and being the good person you are, you say, John, I would never do that. You know, mm-hmm. I'm surprised you would even ask me. So I've asked you to commit collusion. You've declined to do that. The Mueller report says that that happened on a number of occasions where Russian operatives approached people in the Trump campaign and asked them to work with them, and they were consistently turned down. Now, the Russian operatives have been charged with attempting to corrupt the campaign, but no one on the campaign, no one agreed to help the Russians. And so collusion takes two. If you've been offered the opportunity and declined it, you are not guilty of collusion.
Well, and we have that, plus the question was left open about obstruction, which is another foothold for folks that are still climbing on this. You know, I want anybody who's done any crime to be fully investigated and prosecuted and found out about. And I'm not on Team Trump by any stretch of the imagination, but it just seemed as though, unless Attorney General Barr in his summary is overlooking something or deliberately, you know, saying that, which was bound to come out eventually.
And that's true. I read yesterday that the full summary could run to 200 pages and that the full report probably runs thousands of pages.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, this isn't a little high school book report. This is a major.
We don't know definitively the size of it.
2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 250 orders for communication, and almost 500 witness interviews. Think of the scope of that. By 19 lawyers, 13 of whom are registered Democrats, 2 that are Republicans, 4 that their registration is unknown. Several of those Democrats, we are aware, are virulent Trump opponents. If there was something out there, this group would have found it. And Mueller's a straight shooter. So he's one of the two Republicans, by the way, on the team.
All right, we have open phones right now. I am glad that John is here because I didn't get a chance to talk to him about this. I didn't see you around anywhere in town where we could have discussed this in mixed company. So this is a first for him to talk about his views. So that's where that'll sort of be our stepping off point here, is sort of revisiting this briefly. We don't have to stay on that the whole time. It is an open phones Friday. So anything you'd like to talk about, one of our good listeners sent us a clipping, something that John was already somewhat familiar with, this idea that one particular U.S. Navy SEAL is jailed awaiting trial for a crime, and we're looking that up. We're going to get a one story up on that, so we'll talk about that, so we're not ignoring that. Earlier this week, U.S. Senator Pat Toomey sent us a news release. He's trying to effect some changes in the, not the gun control laws, but to enforce existing laws. This has to do with the background check system currently. It is considered a felony, but it is rarely prosecuted. This idea, if you try to get a gun and your background check is negative, but you've lied on the background check application, we've had one of our good listeners, Stan, tell us about this idea of telling the local police that you've had somebody violate the background check system often results in no investigation or prosecution. So that is something, Senator Toomey. So we have his news release about that. Believe it or don't, a week ago we talked about the Electoral College, and Dave sent us a note, and he wanted us to read this on the air when John was back. So here it is. Notice there was no mention of getting rid of the Electoral College when President Obama was winning, only when Hillary lost. The college prevents the 51% from running the lives of the 49%. So we appreciate that email. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Eric's standing by. Eric, it is 100% open day. What is your on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. And certainly I agree that we need some focus on our national news, but it seems like your program is becoming more and more the world against Trump. And I like to focus a little something more on the local valley. And it's an issue which I think needs to be discussed. And it actually was a front page of the Daily M this morning. And there's a bill now before the State House to require our children to have zero exemptions for our children, for the parents to not get them immunized. And I'm fully supportive of this. We need to have our kids immunized. There's been a lot of propaganda about, you know, immunizations causing autism and all these things, which has scared a lot of people who don't believe that immunizations are necessary. And they're absolutely necessary. I think the recent outbreak of just measles, just to cite one, is indicative of this. And if these parents are choosing not to immunize their children, they're putting their children at risk, but they're putting every other child at risk, because measles, for instance, is very communicable. I remember I got it as a kid, and I was very sick for like 2 weeks. But we need to protect our children, and it takes legislation or changing legislation. We need to do it. And for schools, that's what we have to do. And if a parent chooses not to immunize their child, then they I think, are forfeiting their right to a public education for their child, because they are putting other children at risk. And if they have, you know, their own philosophical or religious, then I'm sorry. Don't put my grandkids at risk because of your thoughts on your own kids. Now, my own children, and my grandkids, they have chosen to immunize, but immunize on a different schedule, because they felt that the pediatrician having too many shots at one time was too aggressive. So what they did, instead of having like 3 shots at one time, spaced those shots out, which is certainly a parental prerogative that they're concerning about the child's immunization system being overwhelmed by these inoculations. But I absolutely agree. By school age, all kids should be immunized.
And all these people that aren't, is this just sort of a new age thing? They're concerned about the health, or is it a religious thing, or why?
So some are religious, some are philosophical, meaning they believe that they're, and unfortunately, the internet is a knife which cuts both ways. And you get someone with unfounded data or some odd, you know, strange, you know, connection between the two, and parents panic. And they think, well, you know, not having my child not immunized is not going to affect everyone else as long as everyone else is. But the problem is, in some of these enclaves and some of these communities, enough people have believed that it ends up there's enough significant kids not being immunized that once a bug gets in there, it becomes rampant. I mean, it happened down at
Temple.
Temple University, exactly. And it's our responsibility, certainly, to protect our own children, but it's also a public responsibility to protect everyone's children.
This is
a no-brainer.
I'd like to agree. I like your approach. I think that a parent does have the right to say, I'm not going to immunize my child, and I think that we need to respect that right. On the other hand, then the option is, well, then find a different way to educate your child.
Exactly.
Homeschool. You can send your child to a private school if they will accept someone without immunization, because there's two sides to that coin. The parent should have a right to say, no, I'm not going to have my children immunized. On the other hand, the general public has a right to feel protected, and the way to protect the general population is immunization. So I like your approach.
Thank you. I appreciate
yeah,
you guys taking my call this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we don't talk too much about immunizations. All right, Mike. All right, Mike, stand by. We're going to, it is our scheduled break time, so I have to do that to stay on schedule. We will take a quick break. We'll come back very shortly here. We have other lines open, 1-800-795-9565. We're enjoying what a phrase Rush Limbaugh has made famous. Open Phones Friday.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. I would invite you to do what something John has done in the past week and I have done in the past month, and that is go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Tell them that your truck is running 100% spectacularly fine, but it is time to state inspections, get a checkup, make sure the tires are pumped up sufficiently with nitrogen, make sure the alignment is perfect, get the car vehicle washed, and probably do about a 100-point check or so. I don't know the precise number, but I'll tell you what. They check out all the vehicles when they get a chance to work on them, and you get a vehicle back that is ready to go. It is trip-ready, and it is ready for the winter or the summer or whatever season lies ahead. That's the Quick Lane, operated by the Sunbury Motor Company on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They can fix any vehicle. It doesn't have to be one that they sold there. It's just lucky in our particular cases for John and I, but you could have purchased a vehicle anywhere, and when you want reputable service and just professional people working on it, and you want precisely done to that vehicle what that vehicle requires and nothing else, then you need to go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com, the place you can make an online appointment, or you can just drop off your vehicle. I mean, give them the keys and tell them why it's there. Don't just drop it off and leave it there. Walk away. But I'll tell you what, they would just love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company. All right, Mike, thank you for being very, very patient. You are on the mark.
Good morning. Before I get into what I wanted to tell you, I just wanted to relate a little personal story about how easy it is to be wrong. I live north of Bloomsburg, up in the hills there, and a number of years ago, I was out walking, and lo and behold, dropping out of the sky was a huge C-130 airplane. Its engines were whining. Black smoke was pouring out of its engines, and it was barely above treetop level, and I watched it fall into the valley, and the only thing I could think of, it was going for an emergency landing at the airport in Bloomsburg, and I'm thinking, there's no way that can hold a C-130. Well, what was actually happening was it was an overzealous National Guard pilot who had a friend that worked at the Bloomsburg airport. He was flying on ground control radar, and he swooped basically a treetop level into the valley and buzzed that control tower. That was the last thing that, in my mind, that could possibly be happening. I thought for sure that it was crashing based on what I had saw. Now, the reason I tell that story is it has to do with this Steele dossier, that Christopher Steele. He claims to have gotten this information directly from the Kremlin, people that were inside the Kremlin. And we have never stepped back and thought about it that carefully. Maybe that was all a Trojan horse to get this information into our political system. And it really, if it was designed to help Trump, that's a crazy way to help Trump, because you know what was written about Trump in that dossier. It was all very negative stuff. That wouldn't make people want to vote for him, except, you know, for a few people on the far margin. So I believe, and this is my opinion, it's just a theory, that it's very possible that the Russians' intent was not to hurt Trump, not to help Clinton or anything like that, but just to disrupt our political system. And if you look at it, what has happened in the last 2 years? We've had chaos in Washington. We have had chaos on social media and the news. So to me, if the Russians made this a Trojan horse, we took it hook, line, and sinker. Do you think it's possible?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Mike, it has turned our country into a hate fest between the two parties and so forth, where people can't even talk civilly to one another, and we call each other all kind of derogatory names. It has just destroyed any unity that we did have. Usually we used to fight like cats and dogs at election time, and after the election was over, we all went back to the work of running the country. That hasn't happened. We're 2 years plus out from the election, almost 2.5 years out from the election, and we're still fighting like cats and dogs, and I think you have something there.
In my, just what you're saying, I believe, you know, people, it's human nature to want revenge, and people feel that the election was stolen from Hillary Clinton because Trump had help from Russia. Okay, they want revenge, and it's my fear that if the Democrats, and I'm not casting any dispersions on the Democrats, I'm just saying that if they get control of the total government in 2020, they're going to want revenge, and they're going to want it quick, and their base is going to demand it. And we could have all types of things enacted that may not be good for the long term of the country, but it feels good immediately just because they have power. And I don't know how we get to the point of balance from where we are right now, but I think we're in dangerous territory.
Well, you know, I think you're probably right. The only reason that I know that you could be right is because I watch TV shows where these broad conspiracies are played out. If you ever watch the Homeland TV show or the show 24, they talk about that there are subtle ways to there's a complex way to subtly change public opinion and to use social media and so on. And that much is true. I mean, all the rest is fictionalized. The stories are false. But the techniques that they're using are real. This idea of creating either Facebook or Twitter feeds that are based on, you know, false groups that sound plausible, and this idea that they've done testing so they know the precise type of information that would involve a response, you know, that would prompt a response by people. You know, you could put in front of you, you know, it's raining outside and you probably wouldn't care all that much, but if you put in front of you there's fire in the sky outside, well, that would create a prompt response. So they know precisely what kind of things make people respond. So I just think, I wouldn't put it past them. Why would they want Donald Trump in there so much rather than Hillary? I mean, would she have been so bad? She would have already had by then, you know, multiple dealings with Vladimir Putin. Maybe it was the enemy you know versus the one that you don't know. Or maybe, you know, did Vladimir Putin and Trump ever meet prior to the election? Not that we're aware of. Okay.
The interesting thing is that Hillary Clinton had a pretty good relationship with the Russians. You may remember Uranium One. Maybe you don't remember Uranium One, but there was a company, a Canadian company, that controlled 20% of America's uranium reserves, and through some pulling some strings while she was Secretary of State, she got the sale approved. So a Russian oligarch company bought the Canadian company, which owns 20% of America's uranium reserves. The backstory supposedly is that following that, the Clinton administration got a substantial multi-million dollar gift, I think something in the neighborhood of $100 million given to the Clinton Foundation after the deal was done. So, I mean, Hillary was not an enemy of Vladimir Putin. It doesn't make sense. He already was used to dealing with her and knew her. Donald Trump was a wild card, so I don't know.
You're exactly right. Not only was he used to dealing with her, he was getting favorable responses. I mean, she worked for Obama when Obama would not give the Ukraine defensive weapons. That was strongly in favor of Russia. So if anything, the Russians were probably more inclined to want Hillary. But my point is this. I don't believe they really cared who got in, their whole thing was to disrupt the American political system in the eyes of the world and discredit our democracy.
I got you. To get the division going, even if Hillary had gotten in. Yeah, that's true. I sort of jumped to the conclusion, I guess, that they wanted Hillary, or they didn't want Hillary and they did want him. Maybe that was just a coincidence. Maybe the division that's been sown, that's what they were seeking, and that worked. All right, Mike.
This paid dividends more than he could have imagined.
Yep, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We appreciate him calling in. Okay, so going forward, will we see the full Mueller report at some time?
That's still up in the air. I've read recently that the full analysis is going to run to maybe close to 200 pages, and that the full Mueller report is in the thousands of pages. So, First of all, the government has rules and regulations about what can and cannot be released. I don't ever remember any kind of a serious report that was released unredacted. In other words, that the spy guys go through and cross this line out and cross this name out and cross this reference out because they feel it's going to endanger our national security. So if it comes out in full, I think it will come out redacted. I don't think any of these things come out without some kind of tinkering by the government.
As is. Okay. All right. To be continued. John Shipman is with us another hour. We are enjoying an Open Phones Friday on WKOK. We've talked about vaccinations so far and some parents who were not interested in getting vaccinations. The Mueller report, of course, has to come up. One of our listeners sent us a note about a Navy SEAL. We'll read that on the radio shortly. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, it's Mark Lawrence and John Shipman. My good co-host from Sunbury is with us again. Ben Reichle may be back next month. I do not know for sure. I haven't heard either way. So on April 5th, we always do our Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce Day. So that'll be the first half hour of the show. We'll talk about the jobless numbers and the things that are cooking with the chamber. And they always bring in a special guest that talks about something very important to our broad community and the business community around here. So that'll be next week. And on Monday morning, Joe McGranahan will be back. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line now wide open. 1-800-795-9565. One of our good callers, very concerned about individuals not getting vaccines, but with the idea of a solution involved. And the Robert Mueller report, I am asking my good co-host John about that. And the Russians sowing discord. Is that what the real game was? Maybe Trump was one of the individuals that is viewed as, maybe they wanted President Trump to be in office, but our good caller, Mike, suggested that maybe the goal was to sow discord, and that was the only goal. And if that's true, well, holy smokes, they should get a plaque or something because they did a good job. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is where you open to give your 2 cents on that topic. It is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can do as one individual has done, and that's text us at 7023. Some brief news headlines. No school today at Midwest School District after what the superintendent calls a viable threat was discovered in the district late yesterday. Midwest School District Superintendent Rick Musselman tells us that the district is planning to be providing sufficient information for an arrest, but that couldn't be effected until today. So as a precaution and an abundance of also sensitivity to parents who would be rightly concerned about this, there is no school school today at Midwest. Raising over $1 million for the second year in a row was part of the celebration yesterday for the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
On some level, it's just incredibly exciting, but, you know, it's what we need to do. Big dreams require big dollars, and we're just really grateful that we have an entire community behind us making that happen.
And that is Joanne Trauman, President and CEO of the United Way. She said when they merged with the Lower Anthracite United Way, they picked up programs that could thrive at Mount Carmel area and Shamokin area school districts.
It has been incredible. Actually, the Lower Anthracite region has welcomed us with open arms. The community partners have been so appreciative of the support that we've provided them, and we've been so appreciative of their partnership. We are eager to move into the next year, continue to evaluate needs, and make sure that we're building infrastructure in the Lower Anthracite region.
The United Way also handed out awards to its community partners. Business of the Year Award went to Family Practice Center. The Mission United Award to the By Grace Transitional Home. The Florence Pyle Dedicated Service Award to Dr. Perry Meadows. And the Lifetime of Caring Award to Pete and Cookie Dwyer. Finally, the Pat Tool Leadership Award to a man who is very active in our community, Chris Markle. He's on the United Way Executive Committee. In other news today, President Donald Trump says he wants answers, too. He says the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department will review the case of the Empire actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Prosecutors offered little explanation and infuriated Chicago's police chief and mayor this week when they dropped charges against Smollett related to him making a false police report. Yet prosecutors still insist the actor faked a racist anti-gay attack on himself in January. President Trump tweeted early Thursday, FBI and DOJ to review the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. It's an embarrassment to our nation. Smollett's attorney says two brothers who claim they worked with the actor to stage the attack, it is in fact those brothers who are lying, and all the police in Chicago and all the investigators and the mayor and the police chief. But anyway, investigators allege Smollett staged the attacks with hopes of gaining attention to advance his career. The mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who's rarely seen as sort of globally doing the right thing, anyway, said they're going to send a bill for $130,000 for police and city expenses during that investigation, an itemized bill. And 130 is the rounded number. There's an actual cents and dollars and cents to it. So they added it all up, and they want Jussie Smollett to pay that, not just relinquish his $10,000 bail. And finally, the Trump administration is reversing itself on a budget request to eliminate funding for Special Olympics. President Donald Trump says he has authorized funding for the organization, adding, "I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people." Trump's announcement comes after the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, spent days defending the proposal, which drew widespread condemnation from lawmakers as well as advocates and celebrities. DeVos has since issued a statement saying she's pleased and grateful the president and I see eye to eye on the issue, and she's decided to fund our Special Olympics grant. She adds that this is funding I have fought for behind the scenes over the last several years. So we could talk about this, the about face on this, okay, so now the president, he doesn't want all this grief, really, which is kind of strange for him. He usually stands his grounds on things. But is it not time to look at, do we need to give $20 million to the Special Olympics? Do we need to give $20 million to NPR or to, everything? Or can we cut back somewhere? You're a budget realist, so.
Well, and I think that's a good point, Mark. You know, when a government has a budget crisis, you need to look at every line item. You can't, and I realize that there are people that will fight for a particular line item because they have a vested interest, and that's okay. When times are good, we can do that. I question, when National Public Radio was in its infancy and when it was just trying to get off the ground, I think it was probably a good thing. The concept of National Public Radio was and National Public Television was that it would be an outlet that would carry programming that most other channels wouldn't be interested in carrying. They could be public service. They could be so forth. One of the problems is National Public Radio has become pretty political. Okay, so, all right. Do half of the people want money given to an organization that they feel supports the other half politically? So, I'd have to say that we have to question every line item. And if you want a balanced budget, if you want to have an efficient, effective government, you have to look at everything.
Well, and I've always been a fan of cutting off their funding simply because it was startup money. They no longer need it. And whenever it's about to be cut, one of the things they say is, well, it's just a tiny sliver of our budget now. We can easily live without it. Well, if they can do so well without it, yeah, and I just don't think, you know, and what that does is it's one of those many areas, and you've probably seen a couple where the government comes in and says, well, we are going to compete with private business. You know, exactly. NPR competes with radio. If you look on the radio, nobody gives us free network or free weather or anything. We have to pay for
exactly.
all that. So I've always thought it competed with local radio stations and local television stations, yep. and it gives an unfair platform for them. And it's not right. And, of course, there's many other ways. We used to bring my good friend Mike Molisevich in here, and he had an environmental consulting business. And one of the things he would say is, every time I turn around, some government program is doing what I do, this environment testing and property site management. What do they call it when you change hands?
Right.
They do all these
assessments
things.
And so forth.
Right, to
evaluation.
Make sure. Right. And so government would do that instead. You know, and he would sometimes compete against the local CETA COG. You know, everybody loves the CETA COG, but if you're a private business person that does consulting at a lower rate and you hope to get some of this business, but then the government subsidizes them.
A prime example of that was back in the 70s when we really got serious about the environment and so forth. There was National Program of Weatherization, okay? And I had clients who were private contractors who were in that business. And then all of a sudden, CETA COG and Northumberland County hired people.
Weatherization crew.
Crews. And multiple crews. And took business away from my clients. And they're like saying, why should the government be competing with me? And I think that's a good point. The government originally was designed to do what private enterprise could not do. Fight wars. Build roads, protect the environment, stuff like that. Now, private government competes with private enterprise on a whole plethora of levels.
Well, and if you hear some of the proposals of the Democratic presidential candidates, the whole private medical insurance industry.
And the banking industry.
Oh, okay. All right, we have one call coming in, another one waiting. We are enjoying open phones. We have talked about President Trump and his tenure and the idea that maybe the Russian goal was not to get one particular presidential candidate in. Maybe it was to sow discord. And I'll bet I see where Dan's going just on the description. Good morning, Dan. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, Mike had a very interesting theory there that could have very well been the truth. But I look at it as Trump was a complete outsider, not in the political machine, not owned by the lobbyists, not owned by anybody. And the upper echelon of the FBI and the Justice Department, they were so sure Trump couldn't win that they were so sure they thought, well, he's not going to win and not interrupt the system, the establishment we have in place. But they did have an insurance policy with the fake Steele dossier, that if he did win, that was their way to have propaganda against Trump, and they could use that fake Steele dossier to get 3 FISA warrants to spy on Trump and try to get dirt on Trump. And being the outsiders, my theory why we had a deep state trying to have a soft coup on the President of the United States. And I really believe the fake news media, they knew there was nothing that Trump did that was impeachable. And that's why to this day, last night, Rachel Maddow was still preaching collusion. She still had that in. They know it's not true. they're just using it because Trump's the outsider that was not supposed to be elected, the disruptor that is making America, bringing America back to the constitutional republic that it was intended to be. That's my theory.
Well, he's working on it. One of our listeners sends us a text, says the true Russian colluder was the Hillary Clinton campaign, and it's time for an investigation into their Russian ties.
I agree 100%.
Do we need another big investigation?
I've already said that on the program. The real collusion was the Hillary Clinton campaign colluding to get junk on Trump.
All right, we got one call coming in.
Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for calling in. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll invite anyone to use that. We have talked about President Trump and the Russian connection to the election. It doesn't sound like President Trump himself was tied to that Russian connection, says the Mueller report. Maybe you have a last-minute observation about the Mueller report. And one of our listeners talked about vaccines. One of our other listeners talks about a Navy SEAL. His email says, I think we have a lot of veterans in our area. This Navy SEAL Chief Gallagher, a sad story about a 20-year Navy SEAL who served our nation with honor, and now he is being mistreated, says one of our listeners. So we will explore that. We do have a clipping pulled up on that, and so we will talk about that very shortly here on WDK. Okay, we'll take a quick break. I got one man waiting. That would be young Al. Stand by, buddy. And we have more open lines at 1-800-795-9565.
Hometown pharmacies, every season, every day.
Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the Hometown Pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Hey, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Al, you are on the mark. Go right ahead.
You guys were saying earlier, good morning, about earlier this morning about $100 million she got in her account, Hillary Clinton got in her account, came from the deal.
Not
right
her
after
account.
The Iranian deal.
That's to the Clinton Foundation.
To the Clinton Foundation. Well, that's their name. I mean, that's their foundation. But $100 million ended up in there from the Russians. So that would give her like $100 million reasons to want her in there, because they already got her and, you know, a down payment toward her, you know, presidency.
Okay.
And, you know, the reason that she, I don't, you know, that's all I wanted to say was about the $100 million. I mean, if that ends up in your account from Russia after an uranium deal, that's not very good. And she's done all kind of stuff like that. The Benghazi thing she got away with, Bill Clinton, Bill on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch, just all kind of stuff that needs looked at. And it's probably going to take 2 years, but after a couple of years of investigating that stuff, I bet you they come up with more than they did with investigating President Trump.
Well, is there any urgency to that? You know, with President Trump, if you thought that he did something illegal to get into office, that makes a difference. But with Hillary, this way, we'll be able
it's
to stew on this for decades.
At this point.
Right.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you what, I won't have any rest in my, you know, justice system until You know, she's above the law at this point. In my eyes, she's above the law. She's untouchable. And I just can't be.
She and Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, Jesse Smollett. All right, thank you so much,
Al. Yeah, you know, you just can't have somebody that's getting away with this stuff in public view like her and Smollett. That just shows you that there are two justice systems, and that's just not the way this country was, you know, founded.
All right, we got you, Al. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. Paul, what's your view on all of this? Thanks for calling in.
Okay, Mark, well back, a long time ago, I had suggested to you that what is happening is called psychological warfare, where you start a program by using verbal attacks, and you don't actually have casualties except in words. They used it in the movie called The Manchurian Candidate. It was used in commercials like Taste Great or Less Filling, or it was also used in other means whereby you don't do any harm physically, but you do it mentally by putting people against each other, and you do it without firing a shot.
All right, and you think that's what the president was, or what Vladimir Putin and the Russians were up to?
Well, if they can get one person into political office, they've got their foot in the door.
Well, maybe it was successful. We don't know that. We don't know who their favorite candidate was. All right, thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Well, we know their favorite candidate would have been the president, President Trump. On the topic of Betsy DeVos, was interested in eliminating funding for Special Olympics, but then the president heard about that and overrode his budget people. I said that NPR funding creates an unfair playing field in the radio business because you get federal subsidies for one of the radio stations that's on the FM dial around here. But to that end, one of my good listeners says, good morning, guys. You've hit a nerve with me when you rail against NPR. You guys are way off base. It is probably the most even-handed, objective, balanced news source on the radio. Let me stop here and say, well, let's stipulate it is. You know, I think it's left-leaning, but that's all right. Let's say I'm off base on that. Let's stipulate that it is the most objective, balanced news source on the radio. So what? Why should they get government money and no one else does? They are just a radio station. It is not just that, you know, they don't do, they're not doing life-saving performance work or anything out there. But anyway, okay.
I'd like to just give you an example.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Back around 2010 or 11, I sent money in to support one of the public television stations in our area. I don't do that very often, but you know, they do good, they're worthwhile, and so forth.
They come to Sunbury sometimes?
Yeah. So I gave a donation to one of the local national radio stations. The following year was the presidential election, and I got a letter from the National Democratic Party asking me to support their candidate. Now, I've never gotten any piece of information from the Democratic Party in my life. Later, that it was revealed that the NPR had given their subscriber list,
not sold.
No, given their subscriber list to the Obama campaign. So to say that they're not left-leaning is probably not an accurate statement.
All right. But to continue with this excellent letter, and thank you for it, Margaret, says, to say it's left-leaning, as John suggests, it actually suggests that John doesn't listen. And, Mark, your radio station has to compete with another radio station? Boo-hoo, says Margaret. Well, we have competitors. All our radio stations have competitors, and that is fine. But they don't get any government money.
Subsidy.
Right. So that's what creates the unfair playing field. I know they do a tremendous job, and they are publicly supported, and that's fabulous. I think they should be. But to take taxpayer funding and to send it to NPR or the PBS, which is the television version of it, I think that creates an unfair playing field for the commercial radio stations. That is a... That bias against that is in the heart of my soul, Margaret. I do appreciate the email, and it's food for thought, but I can't back down from that. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We are near the bottom of the hour, so we're getting very close to a break. We got Dale standing by, so hold on, buddy. He wants to talk about President Trump. We do have our Navy SEAL letter here, so we are going to read that, and we have one article called up that we'll talk about that. But it is Open Phones Friday, the topic of your selection. Anything you'd like to discuss, feel free to do so now. The NPR topic stems from the Betsy DeVos and President Trump divergence that they had on whether Special Olympic funding, and all I said was it should be, the Special Olympic funding should be looked at, as everything should be. I think I did go on my NPR diatribe, so that was all me. So, all right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dale, thanks for waiting through all of that yakety-yak. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, I don't vote, but I don't hate Trump, and I don't like Trump. I didn't hate Obama, I didn't like Obama. I didn't vote for any of them. But the whole thing is, you know, before the campaign started, Manafort hit Trump with a scenario like this. You ever see a laser pointer and how cats go after it? Okay, they always look at the light. They never look at who's pointing the laser. Okay, well, all right. Here's a scenario. I mean, Trump. Okay, everybody says that Justice didn't treat him fair. Okay, how many people did he treat fair in his life? You know, on where he's at today. Did the tax system treat him fair, or did the tax system treat you fair? Did the criminal justice system treat you fair? Or did the criminal justice treat him fair? I mean, you know, it's just people need to start looking at who's pointing the laser. And now that was the whole scenario what Manafort came up with before the campaign started, was the laser pointer trick. So I just want to let people know, you know, Trump wiped out the middle class within 1 year, and people don't even see that, you know. Pretty soon they're going to take the quarters, and take them out of circulation. Treasury's already talking about it. And they're going to start stamping $10 on them instead of 25 cents. Your quarters are going to be worth $10. They're going to take them out of circulation. That's where we're at today. So, I mean, don't worry about if you know, the tax system's treating Trump fair or the justice system's treating him fair. Why don't you look out for your neighbors and your own family? I mean, that's just, you know, it's a shame. But I just want to tell you guys, just watch who's pointing the laser.
All right.
It's just...
Thank you very much, Dale. Appreciate that. Thank you. Well, if they take quarters out of circulation, my car washes will never be the same. 1-800-795-9565. One of our good listeners on the topic of NPR who does not buy my sadness as it relates to NPR's federal subsidy says, start playing opera, Mark, if you want to compete with some of these folks. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have one more email with the subject line Trump. We have our Navy SEAL discussion to do, but we have open phones right now. 1-800-795-9565 is my telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Call us immediately if you wish to. One person is 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We mentioned we had an email that related to a Navy SEAL One of our good listeners who texts or sends us messages from time to time says, I don't understand why this is allowed to happen. Time for our president to step in and not only release this Navy SEAL, but to grant him a pardon. This is not how we should be treating our valiant warriors. They deserve, and their families deserve our respect without question. Also, time to shut down that brig, which is the military term for the jail, right?
Correct.
Okay. U.S. Army veteran John Shipman is with us, so we appreciate his. And to that end, we did find one clipping about this, and it says, a military judge presiding over a court-martial of a decorated Navy SEAL leader alleged to have killed an injured ISIS prisoner of war in Iraq dropped two of the charges had been facing him, but the most serious charges remain. The 39-year-old Gallagher is his last name. He's a married father of three. He remained jailed in a Navy brig in California as he awaits a trial, which was set to begin on February 19th. So this is an old clipping. Not sure what has happened since then. Throughout his 19 years of service, Gallagher earned the Bronze Star and numerous other decorations and achievements. He fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. Investigators alleged that while a teen terrorist was receiving medical treatment from SEAL medics, Gallagher walked up and stabbed him in the neck and the side with a knife, killing the fighter. Now, this is a fighter that had been engaged with Gallagher in a firefight and was wounded, and then they had an opportunity to treat him, but they say that this particular SEAL intervened and killed that individual. So he's jailed for that. Being jailed while you wait, sort of not war crime, but homicide charges, that seems pretty typical.
I would say these are pretty serious charges. We would like to think that this doesn't happen on the battlefield, but anyone who's a student of history knows that in virtually every war on both sides, there have been instances where people trying to surrender or people already wounded have just been dispatched. And to think that that doesn't happen is very naive. On the other hand, it depends how he's being treated. I don't, if he's in the brig, is he in solitary? Is he really being, or is he just being held? I don't know. But normally, if someone's charged with murder, they are held pending trial.
All right. So we'll stay on top of that. Keep sending us, Joe, our good listener, was sending us that information. And I read a paragraph that actually wasn't his words. That was somebody sent him that paragraph. So we appreciate that. So thank you, Joe. On the topic of NPR, one person, Than, says, you think NPR is biased because they don't do commentary as a rule. They just do old-fashioned news reporting. So thank you for that. Well, that is a true statement. Bobby, you are on the mark talking about National Public Radio. You're on the mark.
Well, of course, I've been around the business in engineering and announcing and programming that for 46 years. And, of course, the FCC rules have drastically changed, as to what, when I started at WKOK, there was one CBS affiliate, one NBC affiliate, CBS, NBC, ABC, and public broadcasting, and that's all you had. So, at that point, of course, each formats, each, of course, working in Sunbury Broadcasting, of course, we basically did the basic news, weather, and sports, and there was certain times for editorials and all that, I'm going to say the industry was much, in fact, it was totally controlled, which it's not now. As far as the technical aspect versus the programming and that. So, there's more of a competition of all these. CNN, there was UPI, United Press International, and then the Associated Press. And we had Associated Press at WKOK. So, we used that. And then I had to make local phone calls. So there was, certain operational procedures and news that we had to do. And as far as National Public Radio, I've flipped the dial. And I'm going to, agree with Than that their basic reporting is just the basic news and whatever and all that. As far as funding, six and one half dozen of the other. Of course, the media, one company can own how many local stations. You have iHeart Radio. You have all these networks that can write off expenses for whatever. So, I mean, you kind of have to look at that when it comes to funding. But as far as NPR, I would say they're one of the best basic news broadcast media organizations gone.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let's see, Mike, we're talking about National Public Radio. Should they receive federal funding would be a better way to start the conversation.
Right, and that's the whole point of the conversation. When an election comes around, do you think PBS and National Public Radio are going to send out flyers begging people to support the conservatives and the Republicans and the right-wingers and want to smash them into the ground? Or are they going to send out information supporting the people that have supported them over the last three or four decades? I mean, the things you guys say in my world always defy logic. I mean, why would they send out flyers supporting somebody that wants to smash them into the ground? Could you answer that?
I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this. I'm ashamed to admit. I listened to every word you said. I don't quite follow you.
They send out your conservative cohort there said that he got, after he made a donation to PBS, he got information from the Democrats and was complaining that the NPR gave their list to the Democratic Party.
Right.
And you guys acted like you couldn't understand why they would do that. That's such a horrible thing. I'm just saying that why shouldn't they support the people that support them?
We're not saying that's
the people that don't support them.
Not saying that's a horrible thing. We're saying that the taxpayers shouldn't be subsidizing that activity.
How can you assume the taxpayers? Do you know how much money people pay in to sign up and to join like WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about federal.
We're talking about the fact that they get a subsidy from the federal government to operate. And if they want to be political, then they should refuse the subsidy.
From the very beginning.
All right, we got you, Mike. Thank you so much. Chris, what's your view?
No, you don't get me. You're not understanding what I'm telling you.
Well, we understand.
Would you support somebody who's going to not support you? Is what I'm asking.
We don't have a problem with that, Mike. What we have a problem with is they get government money to do it.
Yes, you do. You said you have a problem with them.
WKOK doesn't get any government money.
The Democratic Party. That's what you said.
WKOK doesn't get any government money.
No, we have to pay the government for our FCC applications and so on.
Yeah, and you get paid big bucks
for
running all the advertisements,
I would expect them
on NPR.
I would expect them to support the people expect them. What I object to is using my tax dollars to do it.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Chris, what's your view on all of this?
Well, my question is John right? First of all, because I Googled PBS shares donor list or subscriber list and NPR both, and I didn't get any hits at all, and I hadn't heard about it. So I don't know if it was just one station somewhere in the United States that did it. And I also don't know how much of their donations, if you don't give anonymously, they use your name and city over the air a lot. So I'm not sure whether it's even private information what their subscriber list is. So I'd want those two questions asked, because if they did it and they shouldn't have done it, I would have thought I would have heard a lot more about it.
All right, you can elaborate a little bit if you want to.
It was on the news back in around 2011, before the 2012 presidential election. It was not spoken of much, but they did acknowledge that they had given that subscriber list to the Obama campaign.
Okay, well, I haven't been able to find any reference to it yet.
Well,
I'll keep looking later. Now, about Trump, the theories that he didn't deserve investigating for what the information had, I think if you just look at what Comey and what information they had at the time, it predated the dossier. The dossier came after they already had information that was suspicious between what was going on with some people in his campaign and the Russians.
Well, they
and
suspected the Carter
look
Page.
At that, you'll find out you'll find out why they started the investigation. And if you really want a good perspective on the good viewpoint on the, what's going on with the report that we don't know anything about yet, is the Mueller report, that is to say, you should play Adam Schiff's speech when the Republicans asked him to resign in a sort of grandstand move yesterday or the day before, which was relatively pathetic. And if you play his 2 minute or 3 minute rebuttal, you'll find it was one of the great speeches. It listed all the things the Trump campaign did, and how they did it, and why they wouldn't need investigation, basically.
Well, let's face it, Congressman Schiff is not an unbiased observer. He's pretty much a political hack. So,
hold it.
You know, you can't.
Well, you have no right to use that word. What evidence? What do you mean, hack?
Well, let him continue.
What
Go
has
ahead.
He done that's hack worthy?
Well, all he's done is for the last 2.5 years is propagate. The Trump is guilty. Trump did this. Trump did that.
No,
and
when
the
he
Mueller
hasn't.
Report, and
you
when the Mueller report, listen,
then.
2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, 500 interviews, and that group of tremendously talented lawyers can't come up with any collusion.
We don't know that yet, John.
Well, we haven't read the whole thing, but we have a summary of it.
We have a we have a short summary that couldn't even quote whole sentences.
Well, we know that the Mueller report is probably thousands of pages. So,
well, the whole thing is thousands of pages. The with the backing evidence and the interview testimonies and all that, but the report itself is. We have on relatively good authority is somewhere between 300 and 1,000 pages. And you have a prejudiced 4-page summary with cherry-picked parts of sentences.
Okay. So you're one of the conspiracy theorists.
I didn't say there was any conspiracy. I said we don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
You do realize there's a difference. That's what Schiff was saying, too. He never...
No, Schiff is saying he's guilty.
He never made the statement that Trump conspired.
He has made that statement hundreds of times. Listen to Mr. Schiff talk. He has condemned and tried Mr. Trump hundreds of times over the last 2.5 years.
He's a very careful speaker, and he does not do that.
You need to go back and listen to some of his clips.
John.
Really, you need to go back and listen to some of his clips.
I've listened to him. He's a very careful speaker. He did not accuse Trump of conspiracy.
All right, we got you.
There were suspicious things that needed investigation.
All right, I got to take
play that 4-minute speech or 3-minute speech or listen to it yourself.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Wrap it up, Chris. I'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Well, the whole thing that the investigation was to get Trump or a safety valve to get Trump. It was things that needed investigation, things the FBI was seriously concerned about, that they'd be deficient in their duties if they did not investigate it.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Thank
just
you, Chris.
A little bit. The FBI wanted to investigate. They went to the Justice Department. The Justice Department would not allow them to investigate. Then they came up with the Steele dossier, which Mr. Steele admits he got from a website called CNNI, which was a website where people just went and posted all kind of junk, and there was no control. So, and the Steele dossier is based largely on information that he got from CNNI, which, by the way, CNN, the news source, denies that they have any connection with that website.
All right, we'll take follow-up. Call us immediately if you'd like to respond to that. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, and that is 1-800-795-9565. We have one email with the subject line, Trump. I am going to read that, Bob, so stand by. I want to tell you something very important around here. What happens when you support one local business? Well, guess what they do? They don't take that dollar and put it in an envelope and send it to China. No, only the big box stores do that. So if you would like the best service that you can receive from a pharmacy, and that's not just hyperbole, that is a verifiable, surveyable, attributable fact that if you want to be well served by a pharmacy, it must be independent. It can't be a Walmart, can't be a CVS or a Rite Aid or some other big box. It has to be a hometown pharmacy like the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, Norrie Pharmacy in Northumberland, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy. Well, how can Mark say that? Well, pick up one of the recent issues of Consumer Reports, and they surveyed all of their listeners, or their readers, rather. Well, they may have listeners, too. They surveyed all of their readers. What are the best ways to be well-served by a pharmacy? And there's probably about 80 different pharmacy chains that were involved, including Wise's and Giant and Walmart and what's Walmart's sister company, the big one where they sell stuff in bulk? Blah. Anyway, I'm drawing a blank on it. Costco. And that they said...
Sam's Club.
Oh, thank you. Right, there you go. Thank you. By far, like in the 80th percentile of all of the survey questions, as opposed to in the lowest, at the very bottom of the list is CVS, so you'll be glad to know. But at the very top of that list is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy, not by name, but as independent hometown pharmacy. So please, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills, Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg, Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg, Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Find out what hundreds of readers, Consumer Reports already know. If you want to be super served, you got to go to a hometown pharmacy.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right. John Shipman, thank you so much for coming in today. We're just about done. Appreciate it. Let's see. One of our listeners sends us a note. Says, good morning. The fact that President Trump was not caught for collusion with Russia doesn't mean that he will not have new charges for other things he has done. The whole report has yet to be seen also. Where are his taxes? Says Bob. And where is taxes? Taxes is in question mark, in capital letters with a dozen question marks after it. But you don't have to release your private...
Not required.
Right. So other presidents have done it, but they don't have anything to hide. And so President Trump has...
They don't have the multiplicity. Can you imagine the tax return that he has to file?
Why imagine a big binder?
Thousands of pages, possibly.
And would he have a printed out version like us dogs do, or would it all be electronic?
Probably all electronic. Could be printed, but he has so many varied interests all over the world. He pays not taxes not only here but in other countries. He gets credit for that. So does Caterpillar. So you know,
he probably doesn't pay any taxes. You know, a lot of corporations.
One year he didn't. We know that for sure.
Okay. All right, another good listener. We have a call coming in, a speedy diner. So we'll have that on the air shortly. But another listener says, again, this question is neatly resolved. There may well be significant evidence of collusion, but apparently not sufficient to warrant any further indictment. But Democrats were quick to dismiss Lois Lerner's surreptitious activity with the IRS. And if Paul Manafort committed bank fraud 15 years ago, then Trump must be impeached. It's pretzel logic, says one of our listeners. So thank you for that. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody checking in and all the good listeners and my good volunteer co-host. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate that. Joe will be back on Monday. We will enjoy open phones and we'll talk about the president's weekend treats for a change. He didn't tweet last weekend, so
right.
It killed Monday morning for us. We were the one weekend he tweeted 200 times and the next one 2 times. So we kind of missed that. But thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Rob Center, for being a fabulous producer. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.